something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The True Meaning of Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Say to yourself, the Word became flesh. One more time. One more time. And say it like you mean it. Yes. How true. How true. How true. You know, a lot of people who want to celebrate Christmas, but they have no time for the Word of God. That is a contradiction. Because Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, the Christ. And that was the Word made flesh. That's Christmas. That's Christmas. The birth of Christ was the Word made flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Christmas. So every time you talk about the Word becoming flesh, you're talking Christmas. And when you talk Christmas, you're talking the Word becoming flesh. But I want to discuss briefly Jesus, the wonderful light. And why? Why the wonderful light? It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. Now, because it's so important what I'm sharing with you, everyone has to hear. Everyone. Everywhere. Very important. First, we're going to read to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, from verse 25. We're reading all the way to 32. From verse 25, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now, the prophetic word from Simeon, as brief as it was one of the most profound statements of all Old Testament prophecies. It was so brief, so powerful. I want you to think about this. This man, the Bible says, God revealed to him that he will not depart this world, he will not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. In other words, he would live until the Savior was born. If God just wanted him to be there and just to see this and then die and go away, it'll mean nothing. God doesn't do such things for nothing. Why would he let this man live and reveal to him that he'll have to live until the Christ was born? If there was nothing important to this, if he had no message for the whole world that was very, very important, very vital, obviously, he had something to tell the world. And it's all encapsulated in those few words in the 32nd verse. I want us to read it again. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Oh my goodness. Let me explain to you what's here. Let me go and read something first. In Visions chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 6, to help you understand the enormity of the power of this revelation here, Paul writes this to the Ephesian church. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Remember that word, mystery. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Do you see that? This is the mystery, that other ages, other generations had no knowledge of. It wasn't revealed to them. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This is what was given in such prophetic revelation to Simeon. Even Simeon had no clue, but he spoke by the Spirit. The Bible says he went by the Spirit to the temple. The Holy Ghost sent him there at the moment he arrived there, as God orchestrated. Now, let's read. You can see that in the 27th verse. He came by the Spirit into the temple. He came by the Spirit. Now, you go straight to the 32nd verse and look at what it says there. A light. He said, this child. He prophesied about this child. A light to lighten the Gentiles. What is he saying? First, if you read it in its simple terms like this, you think he's talking about a light that brightens up. Okay? Like when you say lighten up the room. But that's not what he's saying at all. The first word is from the Greek, phos, which of course means to illuminate. Okay? Yes, to light up. But then the second word, to lighten the Gentiles, the word is taken from apokalypsis. It means to reveal. It means to reveal something that is hidden. So he's telling you there's something hidden about the Gentiles, unknown to all. But Christ will reveal this mystery, the mystery of the Gentiles. And that's what Paul told us of in Ephesians chapter 3. A light to reveal the Gentiles. No one knew about this because it had so much to do with the kingdom that Jesus came to set up. Prophets spoke, but none understood until the ministry was given to Paul to declare the mystery of the Gentiles. It was a mystery. Glory to God. You still out there? And you know, the importance of the Gentiles all has to do with the church. Because the church would be that body that has put Jews and Gentiles come to be one in Christ. A mystery completely unknown to all the prophets and great men prior to the revelation given to Paul. They prophesied it, but had no knowledge, no understanding. That's amazing. That's amazing. But there's more. You still there? There's more. I want us to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Because I want you to understand that what Christ has come to do is so powerful. So that every time you celebrate Christmas, these things will come through your mind. And you realize it's more than all the celebrations that, you know, most people have. They don't know what they're celebrating. Thank God they're celebrating, but most don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what it is. Like I just told you, Christmas is the Word made flesh. How powerful. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, okay, from the word genos, a chosen breed, a chosen stock. And chosen there really means separated, set apart, set apart. Same root from where you get to be sanctified, sanctification, set apart. You're a set apart group, set apart stock, a chosen stock, a chosen breed. Now, that is so important because he's not talking about just being a choice among many. Oh, I choose this and I choose that. And No. He says a chosen stock, a chosen breed. That means it's got something to do with your birth. It's got something to do with your nature. So if you had several chickens and you are looking for a particular stock, it means that you're looking for a particular breed. Not just the way it looks. It's its nature. It's how it was born. So when it says you are a chosen generation, the word genos, a chosen stock. So he's referring again to the fact that you were born of the Spirit. You're not like everybody else. You were born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This is a continuation of the message, the true meaning of Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you were born differently from other people. They were born naturally, but you have been born of the Spirit, born of the Word. You are a different stock, a different breed. So he set apart this breed. Remember Jacob in the house of Laban when he was given new conditions for his service. And he had to remove all the spotted and speckled breed. And then he left only the pure breed. And his master said, so whenever you get from this pure breed, spotted and speckled, then that'll be yours. Now, naturally, that was going to be a difficult thing, but he opted for it. And then he made sure, you know the story, he made sure that he actually got the spotted and speckled ones instead of the pure breed. Every time he got the pure ones, the pure breed, he set them aside for Laban. And every time he got the spotted and speckled, which he engaged those animals to do, with what he did with the stripes that he put on the rods where they came to drink water. But the point I'm raising here is he separated a certain breed. See, it's the way they were born. He separated a certain breed from others. So he would have come to say, these are my chosen breed. You see that? They were different. So God says about you, you are a chosen breed, a chosen generation. So not generation in terms of five generations, six generations, and so on in terms of time. No. He's talking about the breed, the stock. Okay, so we read that scripture. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Glory to God. Say, I'm peculiar. I'm unique. I'm special. Yeah. That's what it is to be peculiar. Peculiar. I'm peculiar. Everywhere you go in this great world, keep it in your mind that you are peculiar. You're not like everybody else. Wherever you work in that company, you're not like everybody else. You are peculiar. You remember when they listened to Peter and John, the Bible says they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Because Jesus was peculiar. And so those who were with him were peculiar. Glory be to God. Say, I'm peculiar. You got to say it like you mean it. Yeah, I'm peculiar. You at home, say it. Say, I am peculiar. I am special. Yeah, you are. Okay, so he says, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him. Wow, this is huge. To show forth, to show forth, exangelo, it means to display. Think about that. I love this. It says, to show forth the praises of him. My. Here is your calling. Here is your assignment. And you're going to have to take this assignment seriously as you journey into 2024. You're going to have to take this as it's a special assignment. To display. It says, to show forth. I love the King James. I want to tell you something. They couldn't find the best word. And they use the term praises here, and I'll explain why in a second. I'll explain it to you. So he says, to show forth the praises of him. The Greek is arete. Arete. And it doesn't really mean praises. It doesn't really mean praises. A better word for it, a better word, is virtue. But there's a reason virtue is used. It's not the best word for it, but it's just one of the best synonyms. It actually, in the Greek, captures something about the character of the one to whom it is applied. Like when it says the praises of him, meaning the praises of God, it doesn't refer to praising God like, you know, singing to thank him. No, it's actually actually captures the character and the purpose for which he deserves the praise. And that's why, that's the only place you find it translated praise. In some other places, the word virtue is used, which doesn't capture the fullness of it. The best word for it is a combination of excellence and perfection. You see it? Excellence and perfection. So when he says that you should show forth, it means to display the excellencies and perfections of the one who called you out of darkness. Now, here's another interesting thing about this verse. That's why this verse is so packed with a lot. It helps you understand Christianity. Because it says, the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the word marvelous means wondrous, wonderful. That's actually what it's coming from. Wonderful light. And I'll explain why he calls it wonderful light. Because of what he tells you there. And most of the translations give it like this. Because they think he's referring, like you'd say naturally. I mean, if you call someone out of darkness, then you say into light. So they think he's talking about being brought out of darkness into a great light. But that's not what he's saying. You have to read it right and understand the gospel that the man has brought to you. He says he called you out of obscurity. I want you to understand, the word that's translated darkness there really means obscurity. He called you out of obscurity. Here he's not referring to being called out of the kingdom of darkness. He's really talking about being brought out of obscurity to unknownness, where you are like nothing, where you're like not recognized. Nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you. That's what he's talking about. You're brought out of obscurity. Then he says, into his wondrous light, wonderful light. Why does he call it wonderful light? It will take me several scriptures to run through this for you, just to let you understand what he's talking about here. Because he is revealing to us this light of Jesus Christ. Understand it. This light of Jesus Christ. Let me read something to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, in verse 79, when John the Baptist, when he was born. And what his father said about this message of salvation that he was going to bring forth. He was going to help the people get to know the salvation of God. All right? And this message will do something, he says. Look at what he says. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. You see, they sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. So he says, to illuminate. They sit in darkness. They sit in obscurity. And now this message will light up the place. They will be illuminated. But here's the big thing about his marvelous light. Why it is called his marvelous or wonderful light. So you go back to that Philippians, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness, out of obscurity. It doesn't matter how far back you've been in life. It doesn't matter how dark it was. Nobody knew you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When his light shines, his wonderful light does two things. It illuminates you, and then it makes you luminous. You become lambent, resplendent. You see it? There's no, what light is known to lighten and make one a light? The light is so strong, so dazzling, that it turns its subject into a light. And so it is described as his marvelous light, his wonderful light. You were called out of darkness into this light that lightens you and makes you a light. You become luminous. An amazing thing. Glory be to God. And from there is fulfilled in your life this amazing prophetic word that he gives. I'm going to read it to you in a moment. I told you before, you want to know what God's plan for you in Christ Jesus. Go find out what he said about the millennial reign of Christ. Go find out the prophetic word. Then you get an idea what life he wants you to live. Hallelujah. So when you're talking Christmas, this should go through your mind. Isaiah chapter 60, and let's read from verse number 15 for a second. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He says, I will make you. I love the words, I will make you. You remember the words of Jesus when he said to his disciples, I will make you fishers of men. You didn't have to struggle to become a fisher of men. He said, I will make you fishers of men. Now, he says, I will make you an eternal excellency. God's plan is to make the church, every one of us, an eternal excellency. What does this mean? You know, it's just like a big word. So what does it mean? Let's read it to you from the CJB. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. In the past, you were abandoned and hated, so that no one would even pass through you. But now, I will make you the pride of the ages. Hey! The pride of the ages. A joy of many generations. Don't look at that and pass by, my brother, my sister. You got to hold to that one. So I'll make you the pride of the ages. This is what Christmas means. This is his purpose. The word now has to become flesh in your life. Can you see it now? This word has to now take on flesh. This word I read to you is in letters and is in the spirit. But until you believe it and act it, it doesn't put on flesh. May this word put on flesh in your life. You haven't said a good amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions
at gmail.com. God bless you.